Missouri Net News is presented by Mango. The smell of rotten eggs is just one sign of a gas leak. If you smell gas, move fast and call your gas company.
This is news on Missouri Net. Amtrak resuming its Missouri River Runner service between Kansas City and St. Louis today. The company has not been running the route since March 19th because of elevated freight traffic and flooding. Missouri House Urban Issues Committee Chairman Bruce Franks is optimistic the Senate will fund a $4 million summer jobs program after the House voted against it last week. The St. Louis Democrat blasted GOP Speaker Elijah Haar on the House floor after the vote, saying the Speaker told him he had his back earlier and voted against the program. Missouri Net asked Speaker Haar about the comments.
As far as I know, Representative Franks and I have always had a good relationship. I gave him the chairmanship of the Urban Issues Committee. I've sent bills to his committee.
Haar says the $4 million request is more than the summer jobs program has utilized during the past 2 years. Franks says Hannibal Regional Healthcare and Tammy's Tiny Tots in Potosi are just some of the Missouri businesses that participate in the summer jobs program. University of Missouri Extension officials say they're working with officials and residents in northwest Missouri that are being impacted by record flooding. MU Extension Vice Chancellor Marshall Stewart says they have a program in place for emergencies like this.
We have a network that's in place that goes to work, and so people actually move from different parts of the state. We've got people from this campus that are in northwest Missouri working with other faculty to help figure out these kind of things, logistics and other things.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson has declared a state of emergency in Missouri due to the flooding. And the Platte County Sheriff's Office in western Missouri says skeletal remains of a child and a man were found yesterday morning in a burning vehicle in the driveway of a home north of Ridgely. The Sheriff's Office was not speculating on the cause of the 7 a.m. fire or point of origin of the fire. Investigators were also not commenting on whether the two bodies were related. The state Senate has passed a bill that would ask voters whether to make it tougher to impeach a sitting Missouri governor, elected executive official, or judge.
State Senator Ed Emery is proposing to limit impeachment to allegations of corruption or crime in office. He also wants to let the Senate lead impeachment trials instead of the House and a panel of judges. Democrat Jill Shoup says accusations prior to the accused person's tenure in office should also be considered. The measure heads to the House. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
And a man fatally hit by a pickup in a Chesterfield Shopping Plaza parking lot on Friday has been identified, and his girlfriend has been charged in the case with second-degree murder. Investigators say Catherine J. Marsh ran over Matthew R. Baker. Marsh is being held at the St. Louis County Justice Center in lieu of a $500,000 bail, cash only. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.